I'm joined now by NHPR's Josh Rogers for the Political Front. It's a look at New Hampshire politics and what's happening in Concord this week. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Ray.
So, Josh, lawmakers in the New Hampshire House do have a busy week ahead with votes scheduled on issues ranging from guns and gambling to marijuana, voter ID, and the tobacco tax.
Yes, it will be busy. The House docket has become a bit clotted, I think it's fair to say, which is common this time of year. But if all goes as according to plan, key votes, defining ones really for this House, will be taken this week.
What do you mean by defining?
Well, ones that really show this session's nature, how different the current House is from the one that was in control of the last 2 years, and to some degree how different the mindset is for Democrat leaders this time rather than when they were in control of 6 years ago. We saw some of the former last week when the House easily killed a bill requiring women to wait 24 hours receiving abortion. Last year, the House twice passed that policy. The last legislature also cut the tobacco tax. This House is expected to vote to increase it by 20 cents this week. But tellingly, I think the House isn't expected to support the 30-cent tax hike supported by Governor Hassan in her budget. The House will also vote on a plan to freeze New Hampshire's voter ID law, which was a signature issue of the last legislature, before that law is fully implemented.
Can you explain that?
Well, under current law, when you go to the polls, you're asked to show an ID to receive a ballot. You can show a state ID, a college ID, a military ID. And if you don't have an identification or are disinclined to show one, you can still vote if you sign an affidavit. Come fall, fewer forms of identification will be permitted. No college ID is the big change. And if you don't have a qualifying ID, you could still vote, but a poll worker would have to snap your picture. What the bill being backed by the House Election Law Committee with the support of Democratic leadership would do is eliminate these new provisions. The bill looks certain to clear the House, and since it replicates what Republican senators were on this issue last session, it was House Republicans, you may recall, who pushed for the more stringent second phase of the law. This change also might have legs there, and we may get a sense of that when the Senate votes this week on a related bill, one that would push back the second phase of this ID law by another year. So definitely stay tuned on this one.
Okay. Now, another touchy issue up for a vote in the House is the repeal of New Hampshire's so-called Stand Your Ground law. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, I think it would be quite surprising if the House doesn't pass this bill, which is sponsored by House Majority Leader Steve Shurtleff, and it's the only major gun-related bill to be pushed by a top Democrat this year. What it would do is essentially reinstate the requirement that people make an effort to retreat outside the home if they're threatened before they use deadly force to defend themselves or others. You may recall that Governor Lynch vetoed the expansion of people's right to use deadly force and self-defense outside the home twice, and the last time he did, the then GOP-dominated legislature overrode that veto with ease. And while the lay of the land is a bit different now in Concord, top Senate Republicans have said in no uncertain terms that this repeal of Stand Your Ground won't fly in their chamber.
Let's move on to the issue that's tended to unite lawmakers during the past few years, and that's medical marijuana. That bill will hit the House floor this week.
Yes, therapeutic cannabis, Rick, as backers now call it. And by the way, lawmakers are also expected to vote on a separate proposal to vote down a proposal to decriminalize less than an ounce of marijuana. But, you know, as far as medical marijuana goes, the trajectory of this issue continues to be intriguing. It's certainly very popular in concept around the State House. Governor Hassan has said she'll sign a tightly controlled medical marijuana bill. But this bill, which did come out of committee with 14-1 support, allows for cultivation, grow your own, as they say, for qualifying patients. And the governor isn't keen on that. So as this bill moves to the Senate, that part of the proposal is going to be getting a lot more scrutiny.
Okay, we have just about 30 seconds left, Josh. But let's turn to gambling quickly. The Senate passed the casino bill backed by the governor last week, and it heads to the House. Lobbying on both sides underway. What can we expect?
Well, a lot more lobbying. The House hasn't passed a major gambling bill in decades. The Senate Hassan casino plan, which calls for a single high-end facility on the Mass border, won't face a vote for a while, but the casino lobby and the governor are already working House members pretty hard. My understanding is the governor's focusing on freshman lawmakers with private meetings. She's also deployed New Hampshire Lottery Director Charles McIntyre in the hopes of allaying concerns that the state can properly regulate gambling.
Okay.
Publicly, the governor's pitch is that without casino licensing fees, the state can't pay for key services. We've definitely heard versions of that on the Senate floor last week, and you know, the push will be on. There's a press conference later today. The State Troopers Association are going to be out in support of gambling. The Coalition Against Expanding Gambling, meanwhile, is going to be having a luncheon for lawmakers midweek.
Okay, Josh, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Rick.
NHPR's Josh Rogers joining us on the Political Front here on NHPR.